Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday.
What's up, rock star?
Nothing.
Let's hear it.
It was awesome. Went really well. Sound system at Sweetwater is so amazing.
Sarah performed at Dan.
My friend Dan turned 50. I performed at Dan. It was a good time.
Dan the party.
Yeah.
Uncle Dan.
Good old Uncle Dan. Yeah, hot ass Danielle's husband, Dan. Dan and Danielle.
Is he hot ass Dan?
Yeah.
By
association.
Exactly.
Right. No, it was great. She did a great job putting the whole thing together, and
the thing being Dan.
Right. The Dan that we did on Friday night, and it was it was awesome. It was so fun.
I looked everywhere for a video.
And there was none.
It was
so great.
But you are something.
What does that mean?
People don't want to tangle with you, do they?
It's not about tangling. It's that nobody wants to, you know, it's a private party, man.
Yeah.
Nobody wants their whole night. There were lots of pictures. It was good. I saw a lot of pictures on some people who were theirs, social media or whatever, but no video. And Hooman was there. Although, I don't think Hooman saw it. Were you there when
yeah.
I did any performing?
I didn't get there till like the third set. I had a dinner that I had to go to, so I was late. But as soon as I got there, I was just in the photo booth for
shame.
Yeah, he loves the photo booth.
I'm sure he stood by the photo booth, right?
No, I was dragged. People were dragging me.
Yeah,
over there.
I'm sure. I'm so sure.
I did some pictures with Hooman.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah, it was.
It's all on my Instagram.
It was an absolutely great time. Hooman, I don't even think saw us play anything.
I saw you do two, or like a Weezer song or something. I don't know.
What'd you do?
No, I did. If you were there for the third set, we did two Green Day songs and a Cheap Trick tune with Mike Warden.
Oh.
And that must have been all you saw.
Did anyone cut into your act and take the mic from you?
Not really.
Danielle.
It wasn't as free form as I sort of knew, because I always think if there's a stage, people are less likely to jump up. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like,
yeah, then they have to get up there.
When it's because it was set up like that, it was more formal than maybe it should have been. There was one guy who wanted to jump on during the Mike Borden thing.
Did you kick him?
I did. I had to, because Mike is so serious about... So he gets up there, like, we're up there, we're putting our guitars on, and everybody's getting set up, and there's some dude I had never seen before gets up there and puts on a guitar and plugs in, and I go, dude, you can't. Like, we rehearsed these... We're doing three songs, and we rehearsed them, and
who was the guy?
Some dude.
Yeah,
some random friend. I mean, I felt terrible, but like Mike looks at me and Pat looks at me and I'm
you're the
like,
bad guy.
And I'm like, you can't.
What did he say?
He goes, oh, well, I want to get up and jam. I go, well, right after this, I don't think there's anything else planned. Just jump back up, grab a guitar and start playing. Like,
whose guitar did he grab?
I don't know. I don't know if it was his guitar or just some guitar on the stage. But I felt
crunchy.
I felt so... it was crunchy.
Was
it
he
was
like,
super
oh,
crunchy.
Okay.
Well, he was bummed.
Well,
because
he
was embarrassed.
He wasn't. I mean, I didn't do it like... I didn't have to do it into the mic or anything. Hey, you got to get off the stage, bozo. We got this.
Well, it's weird if he brought his own guitar, but it's weird that he'd be bummed if it's someone else's.
I don't know what his deal was. But anyway, so I had to go like, no, dude, you can't. Like, you know, Mike is very serious. These songs have been rehearsed. We're only doing three songs. You can come back right after that. And, you know, just get up and start playing.
Yeah, bring your band up.
Yeah, bring,
after we're
bring
done.
Your band up. And he's like, no. And he was highly resistant.
So I had to be...
Wait, what were you going to say? No, what?
What?
You started to say what he said. No.
He goes, no, I we're going to jam. I go, no, this isn't, I'm so sorry, this isn't a jam. This is three songs that we've rehearsed and we don't, you can't.
We're professionals.
We're not professionals, but, well, Mike is, I guess.
Well, Mike is.
Plan.
But for sure, it was, you know, he was not, no one was receptive to this dude joining us. And
did
I go.
Did you know him?
I did not. I had never seen him before.
Weird.
I know. It was not looking crunchy, and I felt bad. And I was like, I mean, it took me a while to, like, no. Mm-mm. Like, I was about to go unplug his guitar. Like, no.
You, I ought to look for help to one of the dudes.
No, they don't. They like, were just hey, like, man. Sarah will handle it.
Sarah will push him off the stage.
But I was like, why do I have to be the one?
Yeah, exactly.
But I was,
but you're the girl.
I guess it was because I was the only one who wasn't, like, fiddling with my instrument or whatever at that point. But so, nice guy. I'm sorry.
He wasn't nice.
Found out.
He didn't walk off.
He wanted to jam. Everyone had been drinking and he wanted
You'd
to
think
jam.
If it was one of the guy's instruments, the easy move is, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. You're not touching
Maybe
my stuff.
Maybe he brought his own or something. Later.
Guitars can be worth as much as, well, they can be worth hundreds of thousands.
Sure.
But in a normal situation, $6,000?
Well, listen, even if it's worth $500, if it's someone else's guitar and you just walked up on stage to grab it, like, that's... Although, it was sort of billed as we're going to all just jam, and there was going to be a lot of jumping on and off stage.
He's like,
and...
I heard you on the radio.
I know. Maybe. But then later, we after the Sweetwater thing down, we went up to Dan and Danielle's for a little while.
Wait, did you ever find out anything about him?
Well, I don't know much about him, and his name might have been Dave. I don't know. But I saw him at the after party, and I was, because there ain't no party like the...
Wait.
Like the after party.
Did he get up and jam after you guys got off the stage?
At that point, they started breaking everything down. I was like, oh no.
Who's they?
The other band, because we played with Danielle's band, and the sound guys. And like, 5 minutes later, I walked back across the stage to get to the photo booth, because Hooman insisted. I can't even remember
what
I was
doing.
That's
not true.
I know.
I believe it. Oh, I believe
so. Yeah, it's true. It's totally. I'm telling the truth.
Hooman always insists on directing the picture.
That is true.
I was directing the pictures.
But anyway, so it couldn't have been more than 5 minutes later, and I was like, oh, God, all the mics. Oh, there's, you know how there's like a crew of worker bees, like just breaking things down.
So
I was like,
you
oh,
and Fist or whatever her band's called.
Fistful of Scandal.
Right.
that's the name.
I should have just gone with Fist. Fist
Tell her that.
Is really cool.
Yes. They did great. Oh my God. I'm telling you, the sound in that place, I don't know who did it. Maybe Wiz did it or
Wiz
something.
Yeah, exactly.
But supposedly, didn't
Wiz do it?
I think he did it.
I think that we've heard that he did the Terrafin place up in San Rafael, but that does sound that he did Sweetwater.
I'm 1,000% sure he told us he did Sweetwater.
Well, if he did it, he's amazing. Yeah. Because even just everything was so separated out. Like, even as I'm watching their band and... Just like everything's super distinct, and the mix was great. Mike, the sound guy, super great, and it was just so. It was great. Thank you, Hooman.
Good for you guys.
It was a really, really fun night, and I got to rock out. And I did have too many drinks, of course. But
did you boot?
I did not boot.
All right,
and
good.
I did not black out. At least, I mean, but I was trying to. As I was going through, like, Saturday, you know, you wake up and you're reliving, like, oh God, what happened last night? And I was really, and I like can't remember a couple of the songs at all.
I want to say
I always black out on stage, though. So
I saw a post, and one of the comments was something about how this post was up so early, because I didn't even think to look at the timing of it. I don't even remember why I was, whatever. What time were you up?
Like 7. I know. Well, it always happens to me. Like, it seems like when I sober up, I wake up, I had to pee so bad. So I got out of bed and I was like, I just can't like lay in bed when I partied the night before.
Anymore.
I wish I could.
Not anymore.
I believe I was able to in the past.
But now I wake up. The alcohol swells up your brain.
It's something. I had to get up, and I just went outside and walked around a little bit. It was like, you know, the pleasant, quiet morning.
The smell is always nice, yeah.
Had a bowl of Cocoa Puffs, you know. Got to put something in your belly. I love Cocoa Puffs.
Delicious.
Oh, so good. Anyway, so it
Colin
was...
says Chuck was Berry great. Punched Keith Richards in the face for touching his guitar.
That's funny. A true story.
Sarah jammed out with your clam out.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Pull that thing out?
No.
Of course she needed, not. She needed the
of course clam.
Where are the song. Pictures of that, Hooman?
Yeah, Hooman. Pictures of that. Mm.
Instagramming all day, every day.
The world wants to see it. No, I really appreciated that Hooman was there, A, and that there was no video or any. I you know, I looked around on Instagram and I saw nothing. So
you were trying to make sure no one had.
Well, I you know, I didn't
unauthorized photos.
There were plenty of photos. I was fine with that, but I just don't want to see any video. I just don't like it when it's out there.
Yeah, I get it.
Because I like to remember the night as I.
As you remember.
As I remember
as
it.
As much as you remember.
I'm like, oh, man, that was super fun. I think we sounded really good. And I remember there were a couple moments where I'm like, ooh, that harmony sounded nice. Or, you know, whatever, that went well. I hit that one note or whatever. And then you see the harsh reality of it the next day, which just never translates, man. Like, live shows, you know, they just never sound as good as it did in the space. It's always a letdown, so I was glad to not see any of that.
Good for you.
You know what I'm talking about.
You know what? Yeah.
So anyway, I did that, and then Saturday we had a great family night with the kids, and just we went to some new noodle place.
Like a ramen place?
Sorry. Like a ramen place mm-hmm. in San Rafael. We usually go to Uchiwa, ding ding, Shane. and so we tried this other place, and it was yummy. And that was it. It was a wicked low-key night.
And your boy likes being home on the weekends.
He does. He's like, my affectionate little boy is back. He was gone for a couple years. And he's just very, I love Aww. You for no reason. It's really nice. He goes, I expected to like really not be here that much. I'm like, of course you did.
Life is better at home.
Well, yeah, it is.
Is his roommate from here?
He's from, I want to say from Los Gatos.
Oh, so here. Yeah. I wonder if the roommate goes home also or stays there and parties.
I don't know. I should ask him. I'm not sure. I think he has gone home. Riley has said that he's seen his mom a few times. She comes and like drops off, you know, whatever the kid needs or mm-hmm. whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy.
Lucky. It is nice. I'll tell you something. It is nice. If he lived in Minnesota right now, which was his second choice, so glad he's here. It's great. How did Cal do this weekend?
They lost a heartbreaker.
Oh, that's too bad.
Heartbreaker in overtime.
Oh, in overtime.
Oh, yeah. I think a couple overtimes. That's I didn't get great. To see it. We had a busy day, but we were just...
in? Or?
Yeah. I mean, we spent the weekend doing that kind of stuff, and it was actually great to be feeling like... Everything starts to come down. That tension starts mm-hmm. to let go.
With each thing you
As
put into
stuff
place.
Goes, oh, that's where that thing is. Okay, I know where my coffee pot lives.
Mm-hmm. And all that's this a key.
Well, it's part of sure. this thing that we do, which is getting up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, the coffee is an absolute non-negotiable.
It's just all the stuff. So we're working on it. It's not done yet.
And how's the backyard? Have you been out there
it's killer.
Playing around?
It's beautiful. Yeah, I mean,
your daughter found
they
some
actually,
hiding places and...
you know, when you get a yard, how do I put this? They finished the yard. Like, they put money into it. It's right. done the way they wanted it.
Their previous owners.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The people we bought it from. They put a lot of money into right. it, too. In fact, the house should have been cheaper, and it wasn't, probably because of what they spent on the yard. Mm-hmm. But
like,
so,
what's back there? Tell me all
just,
about
they've
it.
Got a... It's big. Uh-huh. It's a corner lot. Mm. It's got a. It's very. What are they? They call them pavers, I think. But they're really. The whole thing is done, pretty artfully. Mm-hmm. It's got a fire
with
pit
pads and stuff.
It's got a cement barbecue area with a fridge,
an outdoor kitchen,
an outdoor kitchen with
Huge.
A sink.
Damn.
Nice.
A barbecue.
Covering over it?
A pergola.
You have a pergola, Vinny?
Over the fire pit.
Nice.
I told you this stuff.
I know.
Hearing
it.
When we bought it.
Say it slowly, though.
Say it's like pergola again, real slow in your deep voice.
It was all furnished. It had outdoor furniture, and that was one of the things that...
You tried to negotiate.
In the negotiation, the missus was like, oh, we need the, you know, and Peter's all, well, we can ask. And he came back. We asked and they said, no, absolutely not.
So you got all this great stuff and no table or chairs.
No place to sit around it. Yeah. No, it's the, so it's cool. It's really nice. But it's,
there's some chirp trees back there.
I wouldn't have done all that stuff though.
What do you mean? You don't like it? Or?
Well, I like it. It's there, so it's fine. And we're not going to tear it out because there's lighting.
Controlled by your phone?
I don't know if I haven't gotten
you
the app instructions yet.
I cannot wait for the party. It's
oh my god,
so
me
fun.
Too. Get some furniture back.
We'll
there
all
first.
Bring our own chair.
We'll bring our own chairs.
You know, it's fine.
We should each go to like CVS and buy an outdoor.
We,
you know,
we'll
a foldable
buy matching ones of
chairs.
Course.
Right,
we
of course.
Probably will have a party.
Yay!
But it's already sort of last night. Performance CanePerformance.com was like, are you guys busy? We're almost to your house.
Oh, I love friends.
Friends.
Only a real friend can
How
do
many
that.
Of us have them?
It's like, you are?
Okay.
What are you bringing? We don't have anything made. Yeah.
They, you know, they actually did bring a sixer for the rest of the people there. As the misses,
right.
The kid didn't have
two
any
for
beer.
Each of them. Of course,
right.
Yeah. A root beer for Vinny.
But so we'll probably have people over. There's that yard is asking for it for sure, no doubt.
Oh, that's great. Is there some grass back there?
Oh yeah.
And are there mature trees? Get some.
There's mature
got
trees.
Some of this going on.
Yeah,
over
there's
your head?
Beautiful trees, and there's also we've got a pomegranate.
Oh, how exciting!
Tomatoes, strawberries.
Oh.
Something else. I haven't been to that part of the yard. It's around the corner a bit.
Oh.
Jesus. You haven't been to that part of the yard.
So there's like a planting area.
Well, it goes in a...
Like
an
L?
Actually, it goes in a sort of a... What would you call that?
A C?
No. Well, okay. So a C, a square
goes around,
C.
Goes all the way around three ways.
So...
A magnet?
The first three sides I've been... Or the first whatever. This one corner side I haven't really been down.
Is it like outside the kitchen? Like where the herbs are grown and that kind of thing?
It's outside the living room. No, the dining room.
Oh, and that's where the tomato plants.
Yeah.
And because the strawberries will stay, you'll have to replant the tomato plants next year if you want more tomatoes. Are there tomatoes on it? We've had such a weird season, like for it to be, because today's going to be in the freaking 90s again.
What are these things? Oh, they're like that big.
Cherry tomatoes?
They're those.
Ooh. Has anyone invaded your private space with their... junk.
Well, there's stuff.
I'm not sure what you mean.
What's this? Oh, has anyone gone into your room? Your back bedroom with their stuff.
Oh, man, you almost
made
me snot.
Are they storing anything? Are they storing anything in your private
domain?
Hope you
didn't catch that. What was the question? Sorry, I'm busy dealing with my snot.
Do you want to ask it again now that he knows?
Ask again, I'm ready.
Ask him three times. Go again.
I'm good now. It's just really that question caught me off.
Throw it back in.
Has anyone put anything
has
in
anyone
your
No, my
special
room has
space.
Been left alone.
Yeah. Are you all unpacked in there? You got everything
no.
set? Oh, you're not?
No.
Do you have a lock on there? Do you put the sign on?
You know
up?
What's so funny is I totally have thought about that. I haven't done it, but I've thought about that.
Do it.
You got to do it. She works from home now.
Put a master lock on the outside, too.
I don't know that it's going to be her. I think it's going to be small hands. Mm. That are going to cause trouble.
Just a little slide lock, easy to install.
She
then
just,
when you're in the room, nobody can surprise you. You'll hear them.
What do you think small hands is going to do?
Who knows? Do you remember
small
being
hands.
A kid?
No.
When you're a kid, you just find yourself like doing something with dad's stuff. Oh, I was just washing it. And your dad's looking at you like, you put that in water? You can't put that in water. Mm. What?
I was trying to be helpful.
Right. Right. Stuff like that. Oh, I was putting my name on your thing in Sharpie. What? You didn't want that?
Right. And just rooting around in general. Like, there you are at your house. You're a little kid. And so you start opening drawers. You know, it's in here.
Who can get into a kid's head? But they've got in their own head a perfectly good reason why they did what
I don't know. I was bored looking around. Saw your thing and my pen.
Just thought I'd defile it completely.
Right.
Why not?
Whatever.
We are way late.
Oh, well. It's fine. Having fun. As long as we're having fun, I'm always like, well. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll start with small hands.
Okay.
Here it is.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.